The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If ever you want to see a comedian, you can do no better than David O'Doherty. And if ever you want to go see comedy, it's very hard to do better for a venue than Vicar Street. And the two are colliding. This Friday and Saturday, David O'Doherty is going to be bringing his Tiny Piano Man show to Vicar Street this weekend. But before that, he has called in to say hello. David, how are you?
I'm the Taylor Swift of this weekend, I think is basically what you've... Every weekend now on needs a Taylor Swift. And I'm willing to do it for this weekend.
Do you come with braces?
Yeah, do you know what? I actually... So, at some very dark point in the pandemic, which shall be named, I decided I needed cool merch. Okay, so... Do you remember snap bracelets?
I loved them. The ones where you go, yeah, and they wrap around your wrist.
They wrap around. So I thought it'd be cool to get some made with my name on it, reflecty ones, so you could use them for cycling and whatnot. And so the minimum number was 5,000.
Oh, you didn't, did you?
Anton, yeah. And then, but it took about 7 months for them to arrive. So 7 months later, having completely forgotten, I'd ordered it to my house and a fellow arrives with a pallet truck and there's a hospital nearby. So I'm like, no, no, you're looking for the hospital. And he's like, no, this is for you. And I'm like, what is it? And he rips it open and there's one of 5,000 snap bracelets. What I'm saying is I can have a brace. If from now on every weekend has a Taylor Swift, it can also have a bracelet.
I have many questions.
Yeah.
First of all, a sentence I never thought I would say to you or any other comedian.
Yeah.
What was the unit cost?
Oh, great question. You know, practically, there will never be another time when comedians, and I miss this era, could make as much as DVDs. Because the per unit cost of a DVD was like 20p or something. Right. People used to, the day before Christmas would just go into town and they would just buy bucket loads. That I miss that train. I'm too young for that. However, I saw the snap bracelet era. If this is the era's tour of David O'Doherty, this is the snap bracelet era. And to be honest, they haven't come back with as much vengeance as I thought they might.
Second question is, what did you do with them?
Well, I have a box of them in the kitchen now. And there have been times when friends have come over, maybe after the pub, and we've played a game, which is how many snap bracelets can you put on one arm? So you can get this almost gladiator type arm armor from putting 100 snap bracelets on it.
You never got 100 on an arm. You never got 100 on an arm. Can't be done.
You get about 50, but then...
You do not. There's no way you can get more than 20.
I'll tell you what happens then. And as a rookie, you wouldn't know this because you've never had over 50 snap bracelets on one arm. The blood stops moving to your hand. So it's a genuine panic moment where you have to get all the people who've come back to your house after the pub to be like, ah, take off the snap bracelet. It would be... How many people turn up at A&E in this country from snap bracelet injuries? I'd say not that many.
Can I put in a request that if our paths do cross again, because at the moment we're a bit like a Halley's Comet, about every 7 or 8 years I get to see you. Could you remember the next time to bring
80
one
years.
Well, we're like a mini Halley's,
right?
In the intervening time, I do think a lot about your pants.
Why? Was I wearing a reinforced gusset in
yes.
here the last time? Do you know what I'm wearing? These are I mean, we've moved on from snap bracelets to trousers.
Have you got a reinforced gusset now?
Yeah, these are the trousers I love, foot up on the counter, are Levi's cycling jeans that stopped in 2017. I'm the guy who goes on eBay constantly to see if someone in Estonia is putting a pair up. And
Levi's made them.
I'll take you through the features of them.
Am I going to have to look at your gusset?
So you've got the reinforced gusset. I won't show you that.
Thank you. You've seen that.
It's got a little bit of reflecty here on the bottom bit that you turn up. It's got a bit there where...
Oh, but it's on the inside. You can flip it up. Really clever.
It's got a bit there where a kryptonite lock can appear.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're...
The forget about it?
They're covered in a... No, you wouldn't. Not with the kryptonite. In fact, that's a bad... That I see why that didn't take. It just catches under your saddle when you're cycling. I mean, we've gone in deep on these trousers, pros and cons. But there isn't another product that... Whenever I fire up eBay, I'll see if there's any fresh
I am surprised that Levi's was willing to go so niche.
Into the commuter thing.
Well, the cycle commuter. If it was commuter generally and included people who were rail and car users, possibly.
What but would just trousers for people who travel by train? Is there such a thing as Lewis?
Yes, they'd have a particularly long pocket for a coffee flask. And they'd have
maybe a rechargeable thing you can plug a phone into.
I love
into,
it. A battery bank.
Built in the gusset. Yeah.
The reason battery I think gusset. About your gusset, David, is because I knew of your gusset and I watched you on, it was, I think it was 8 out of 10 Cats Do Countdown. And you stood up and you revealed your gusset to the audience and it was reinforced as it always is. And the question I was thinking was, surely if you knew you were going on television,
yeah,
you'd bring a second pair of trousers so as not to have to sit on a pad all the way through filming.
So you've been on television. Those studios are really cold. Like particularly, yeah. Particularly when Sean was around, he used to like keep the studio incredibly. Sean Locke kept it really cold.
He got to say what temperature it was at.
Yeah.
Now that's influence.
There is a thinking in comedy that the colder the room, the more people laugh. Letterman was famous for it. He kept the coldest studio in all of entertainment. Yeah, because it keeps the audience alert and on their toes. I think in the same way that Tony Blair used to wait till he needed to wee, or at least not wee before a speech. You know the thing, just to keep you slightly on edge. I've heard that. You must have heard that.
Well, So your gusset warmed you. Indeed.
I would wear slightly thermal clothing if you're going to sit still for the 3 hours of a record.
I want to run some things past you and see if they're true. I was also told that a low ceiling, no laughs.
Oh, well, now we're really getting into the weeds. So I've just done a tour of Australia and New Zealand, and I had 3 weeks in Melbourne in this incredibly historic Art Deco venue. There was the thing a couple called Burley Griffin designed before they designed the city of Canberra. They were architects. And it has the highest, most ornate ceiling you've ever seen. And genuinely, 2 gigs in, I was like, am I terrible at comedy? I'm sure there's people out there who would agree with that sentiment. But the laughter was getting stuck.
Oh, so it's the opposite.
Up.
It's high ceilings kill laughs.
Well, there is a thing with beautifully designed lecture theatres. They're designed for projection in an outward direction and not necessarily the essence of comedy, which is hear the laughter coming back at you. So some of them, the audience honestly are having a lovely time and you are dying so bad. You are peeing furiously into that gusset that is rapidly filling with distressed liquid.
I can't believe how much of this discussion has circled around your nethers.
These are the things that I think about.
While we're talking about your clothes and straying away from the area we've been, should I mention to those listening in black and white that you and I are, although you are more padded and more reflective than I am, we are dressed almost identically. It looks like we went to the same Canadian lumberjack shop.
I mean, what is it? July in Dublin and we're dressed like this. I cycled in here. And
did you?
I came out, did an about turn, and put more clothes on. You know what I mean? Do you want to know? So this is how seriously I've taken this interview. You're a highbrow kind of a chats man.
It's true.
And so I was wearing this morning a slightly Gore-Tex-y top that I felt might have delivered a crinkle to the audience.
No.
Like if I'd been moving, look, I'm moving my arms now, they can hear nothing. Imagine if they'd heard, they'd be like, this guy is not serious about this interview at all.
Now, are you using Gore-Tex there the way one uses Hoover? Or was it actually a Gore-Tex membrane?
It was. So,
yeah. There's money in comedy.
No, I'm doing all right. This is the humblest humble brag ever. I have a Gore-Tex jacket, which, yeah, it's. I think everyone should own one of them, particularly if you live in this country, because it doesn't sweat up. I sound like I'm doing SponCon for Gore-Tex now, but it's a two-way membrane.
Oh, stop.
Or no, it's a one-way, because it lets the air out and then doesn't let the water in. So I'll admit that.
Now, cyclists.
He's changing the topic. Oh, no. Not that you're on News Talk and someone begins a paragraph with that word. Here we go.
So cities are ruined because of them.
Yeah,
you can't get anywhere anymore in all one-way streets.
Jeepers. That's the corporate logo for News Talk is six Range Rovers in a traffic jam. And they're all like, oh, this bike lane's really slowed things up, hasn't it?
So is it like veganism? Is it an ideology or is it just a transport method?
I have to fix the bike this afternoon.
What's wrong with it?
So I used to work at a bike shop. If any of the listeners text in, if you've got anything wrong with your, if any of you own a bike.
53106 or 087. And if you're in a Range Rover looking at a bike and have any questions about it, likewise.
I love bikes.
What's wrong with your bike current?
I've got 19 bikes.
You do not?
Yeah, I do.
Ah, come on. That's a sickness.
Yeah, I have a Stephen Roach 1987 Tour de France winning bike.
Yeah. Is that gear shifts on the bars or gear shifts on the frame?
It's downshift shifters. Yeah, it's amazing. It weighs maybe twice as much as a
Stephen
Pro
Roach
of today. And yeah, well, I mean, they're 2 stone lighter than they were in that era
are
now
they?
As well. The riders are. Yeah, I mean, nutrition has come along with other things as well, I'm sure. But yeah, that's probably my prizest possession. I managed to find, oh my goodness, watch the listenership drop off now. I found an old 1987 Carrera team frame in a bike shop in South Africa. And then I set about, this is a real lockdown project, a part by part rebuild of it. And because there's no list of all the parts on the 1987 Battaglen, I needed to zoom in on pictures I could find and be like, oh, that's a Regina chain. I need one of those. And then it was 56 separate purchases on Facebook Marketplace. And that magic is, yeah, there's only a few of them left in existence.
Is it worth anything?
I'd say it would be worth a bit, but no, I still ride it. It's not one of these wall hanging bikes.
Now,
indeed, none of the 19, none of my beautiful 19.
Though, Dave.
Yeah, it is too
19.
Many. It's a serious problem.
There's an issue there.
Yeah, there is.
What's wrong with your current one?
But they're all good to go. No,
well, you just said your current one wasn't.
No, I have to fix my sister's bike this afternoon.
Oh, I see. What's wrong with your sister's bike?
I mean, it's just a basic puncture, really, but it needs a bit of a spruce goose for the summer.
How do you feel about indexing gears?
I mean, this was a debate
Life's too short.
Had in the early 90s.
Don't say we're not
chains?
On the cutting edge.
Do you go back to petty farthing, one giant wheel with you just teetering around the country on it. No, I tell you where I come a cropper with bikes. The pro bikes now have electric shifting gears. So there's e-bikes, and that's a whole separate thing. And I love what e-bikes, they've brought people who never cycled into cycling. Great. There is, on the pro bikes and the tour, they all have tiny motors. Well, there's a question. Do they have tiny motors hidden in the frames? You know, that is one of the ongoing issues in professional cycling.
So it's shift by wire. They send a signal to a motor instead of a cable.
Yeah, but there's been rumors for the last few years that certain riders of the recent past may have had tiny engines hidden inside their bikes.
Cheating in cycling?
Yeah. How is this once great sport reduced to this? It's my sport. I love it. Sure, I'll watch a bit of your Euros, but the Tour de France, you're lucky I am not watching the Tour de France right now, that I've taken time out from my intense July of Tour de France watching to come in here and talk about obscure bicycle facts with you.
Now, I often think I know things and then discover that I made them up out of whole cloth, but my head tells me that they're real facts. Am I right?
Is this similar to when I asked you about how the French electoral system works just before this interview and you didn't have a rashers?
No, but I told myself that if I moved on quickly enough, it wouldn't come up when we got on air.
I really thought, if I'm going to meet one person in this day who
so David O'Doherty's in Vicar Street.
The two day runoff. Sorry.
Thanks David.
It's
the art that conceals itself, David.
It does seem, unnecessarily complicated. I know our system's complicated with all the going right down the list and all of that, but I guess there isn't a system that exists that on some level isn't a bit odd, an electoral system.
It does seem odd to take two goes at it, though.
Yeah, I know. Are you sure? Are you sure?
Then again, us and referendums, huh? David is going to be in Vicar Street. There is a 50-50 chance that you are in the front. You will be able to judge whether or not his gusset is padded, which is reason enough to go to the gig. But even if you're at the back, there will be comedy.
So the Saturday gig, I'm doing Friday and Saturday. My parents are coming to the Saturday gig, right? And what they don't realize about this, and I hope they don't hear this. So if anyone knows my parents, don't tell them that I said this. So my dad wrote the Safe Cross Code. the song that taught many of us how to cross the road in the...
Stop. Look, that one.
Yeah, One Look for a Safe Place. Exactly.
No, he did not.
Yeah. And so I have kind of reimagined it just because they're 85, 86, mum and dad, they're still coming to gigs. So I thought I would write a version of it that incorporates just as an appreciation to them. I mean, this sounds a bit over the top, but yeah, I've written a show based around my father's Safe Cross Code. So that's
the entire show.
A lot of it, yeah.
Undoubtedly, it will be answered both on Friday and again on Saturday. How did he come to write the Safe Cross Code?
Dad's a jazz musician. There's this really interesting...
Those two don't immediately connect.
...group. So there's Bill Whelan, who went on to write Riverdance. Sean Davey, who wrote Ribbles in the Rock Pools, Ribbles in the Sea, but he also wrote Penny's Got a Whole Lot of Things for Christmas. So there are all these people who are incredibly hurry on down to bargain down.
These
kind of tunes. So your dad wrote like Wanderly Wagon, he wrote Safe Cross Code, he wrote hundreds of tunes that if you're of a certain age are just resting just...
Your dad wrote Wanderly Wagon as well.
...in the back of your brain. So I thought, yeah, he's still gigging. He's 85 and he's just booked a bunch of gigs for himself next year. I love it. I absolutely love it. So my aim is to keep going till that.
Does he accept bookings for radio interviews? I'll talk to him about your gossip.
See what I've done here. All I've done is plug my father's work.
Well, if you want to see the Safe Cross Code reimagined by the son of the man responsible for it, the one and only David O'Doherty, Vicar Street this Friday and Saturday. David, always a pleasure. We'll see you the next time a comet comes around.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.